Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now we welcome a familiar face on stage and on screen, the renowned Irish actress Fionnuala Flanagan, who has joined me in the studio. How lovely to have you here. You're so welcome.
Thank you very much.
How are you enjoying being back in Ireland after all of those years in the United States?
Well, all of those years were different parts of the world, you know. I wasn't always in the US, but I was based there, based in California. It's wonderful to be back. And at the same time, Ireland has changed so much that mostly for the good. And so I'm getting used to that.
Yeah, well, it's very a different place, I would imagine, from the Ireland that you left. When in the late 60s?
68 was when I went to New York with a play that I had done at the Gate, which Hilton Edwards directed, a Brian Friel play called Lovers. And that's what took me there. And then I didn't come back for a very long time.
2024 was when you eventually made the move back. Is that right?
Yes. That would be about right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had been back and forth.
Of course.
A lot of times, but that was when I decided to move back here.
And I read that you left in the main because you felt the United States was being run by hooligans. I was watching Marco Rubio last night and I had that word in my mind. And I said, I must ask you how you feel about it. Do you still feel it's run by hooligans?
Yes. Well, the hooligan in chief is currently... So we just have to wait until, wait another 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. And then he'll be out of office. So it isn't that I want to live there anymore. It's just that I'd like to be, my stepsons are there and my grandchildren are there and my great-grandchildren are there. So I'd like to be able to see them more often than I do.
Did you really leave because of Donald Trump? Is that what?
Yes, I could see the political writing on the wall and I knew it was going to get very bad, and it has.
And how do your family feel about that? Because clearly they miss you, I would imagine.
I'm not sure that they miss me. I mean, I do talk to them, my two stepsons that I just think the world of, and their families, and I just hope that they're doing all right. Mm-hmm. And... yes.
They respect your decision to come back here.
Well, I didn't ask them, actually.
Did you not?
No.
It's a good strategy, I feel. Just do it.
I didn't ask them at all.
And the work. The awards are still coming, I see. I mean, you're still being receiving plaudits all over the place. But are you still working on projects as they come along and take your fancy?
Yes, I just did a part in... Irish Blood, which is a season 2. And then I'm about to do another season, another series called Bad Bridgets.
Oh, yes, I know about Bad Bridgets. That originated as a podcast, right? Fascinating project.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was. And that'll be an incredible success. I know it was a huge hit at the time. Irish actors, though, have always been incredibly successful in Hollywood. And look what we had this year in Jessie Buckley winning her Oscar. And we were all so incredibly proud of her. And one of the things I love about Jessie is that she is so Irish, isn't she? She's so authentic.
From Kerry.
She's from Kerry. But, you know, she has to adopt various accents for the roles that she does. But much like yourself, her intrinsic Irishness just shines through. And it's beautiful to see, isn't it?
Yes, that's true. Yes, she does. She has that quality. And I'm so glad for her. She's a wonderful actress.
The business has changed a lot, though, Fionnuala, from, you know, the great occasion of going to the cinema to see a new movie. That's very much altered now. You'll have the huge hit like Wicked, which everybody will go to see. But people are watching a lot of these new movies at home now. How do you feel about that?
Oh, well, yes, of course. And that's to do with the new technology. I mean, you know, everything is streamed nowadays. And we pay for it, of course. I think one of the things about Ireland is that you just buy a TV license, you know, mm-hmm. and then you can have, you buy into all of the streaming services. But I like that. I think it's opened up. When I first went to the US, the system was that if you worked in television, you didn't do movies. You absolutely couldn't break into movies. And similarly, people who did movies didn't do TV. It was and then the long forms really changed that. You mm-hmm. know, the long forms of television changed that. But it was a long time coming.
So it's changed for the better then, in your
view?
Oh,
yes, definitely mm-hmm. changed for the better. You know, it's, I think the first film that I did was, it was an Irish film, actually. And it was called Some Mother's Son and all about the hunger strike in the north. And so Jim Sheridan and... gave me my break.
Gave you your break. Nicole Kidman is one of the very big movie stars who I know you've worked with, Nicole, but she's doing TV a lot more now. And at the beginning, people going, oh, there's a big movie star doing a TV series. Isn't that unusual? But that's how it is now, isn't it? The crossover has become such that nobody really remarks on it anymore.
Well, they probably paid her a lot of money. That's true. Crossover.
That's often how it works too.
Yes.
But I suppose that if there was any snobbery around people doing television who we were used to seeing on the big screen, that's gone now, isn't it? It's the same cachet, really.
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. I mean, as I say, it was the long forms that broke that. Mm-hmm. You know, once you did a series of any kind, then that broke it. And you could then do movies, but not always the case.
Now, listeners would like to know what you notice about Ireland in terms of the change. You did say that Ireland had changed a lot. In what way?
Well, I think that the good changes are the difference in the relaxation of the hold that the Catholic Church had on everything, mm-hmm. everything. And education and jobs and everything. So I think that that is a huge bonus, mm-hmm. a huge plus for Ireland. And also the fact that the European Union, that we are part of the European Union now. And that to me is a wonderful thing.
We're a much richer country than we were when you left in 1968, but we're arguably not an equal country, and people will still say that there are those who have a lot and those who still suffer in Ireland.
Oh, yes, that's absolutely true. I mean, there are the haves have a lot and the have-nots have very little or nothing at all. And the thousands of homeless people here, which is really a disgrace when you think about it. When you look at the numbers of vacant properties available, and I know people blame the government, but I think that there's more than, you know, more that can be done privately and by groups of citizens. But then, you know, greed has played an enormous role. Greed has just choked the goodness that is Ireland in many ways, I think.
Mm-hmm. Do you think we're like America in that regard? Because you will have seen homelessness as a huge problem in the United States as well. You'll have seen greed and people fighting for, you know, more and more and more. The American dream. Is that who we are now?
Well, the American dream has been held out in Ireland as a plus, as something to aim for. And you only have to look at the numbers of people who emigrated and with a view to getting a better way of living, a better life. And they have. But at the same time, there's a cost that comes with that, you know. But anyway, I've forgotten what you were saying.
I was asking you whether you felt that we were quite similar to America now in terms of the problems that we have, that they in some ways mirror what I'm sure you saw in the United States.
Well, I think it's a problem not of America. I think it's a problem of capitalism and the way in which capitalism has been not only allowed to flourish here, but is revered, and it has been for years revered in the US. And that's unfortunate because it allows for no other avenue, no other way of looking at the world.
I see that you're involved this month in a writing event at Wilton Park in Dublin discussing James Joyce.
Oh,
does that bring you joy?
Yeah, actually, it brings me total terror.
Not at this stage, surely.
No, it does. Pat McCabe and I are going to have a conversation, as it would be, on Joyce and on anything else he wants to talk about. But yeah, it does. Total terror. I don't do well in front of an audience. Unless I know the script.
Well, this is what I was just going to say to you. This is your career. So something that is unscripted, like an interview like that, frightens you, does it?
Okay. Totally terrifying.
But if you walk out onto stage in front of a packed theatre and you're performing a role, that's fine.
Oh, yes, that's fine. I have the script.
But don't ask Fionnuala to be yourself.
No, God, no. I mean, no. And you know, I know this, that one is always oneself anyway, you know, but at least I don't have to tell them where I went to school and where I lived and what I feel about this or that, you know.
Well, Fionnuala, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you here, and I'm delighted that you overcame. If you had any fear about doing this, I'm delighted that you overcame it to be here with us. Thank you so much, and it's lovely to have you back in Ireland.
Thank you very, very much indeed. I watch you all the time and listen to you, and it is a pleasure to meet you and be on your show.
Thank you. You're very kind to say so. That's Fionnuala Flanagan.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.